something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tommy, introduce a girl.
It's that time. It's Carla Farrell with What Reality Update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Okay, Shirley. So here we go. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. So the ladies are back from their trip in Portugal, and Karen is planning her big wig line, the lunch party that's going on. And Karen is making boss moves, but she's still working on her marriage to her husband, Ray. And did you see the bubble bath scene?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a little much. She was taking a romantic bubble bath. And
who
then
was?
She Karen from the Real Housewives
the
of
Grand
Potomac.
Dame.
The Grand Dame.
The Grand Dame.
Yeah, and she's married to an older gentleman, Steve, so she was in the bubble bath waiting for him to come upstairs. It would have took him a long time to get up them stairs. To get to that bath.
Oh, wait, who is this old ass dude?
That's her husband.
Well, how old is he?
He's
is he in his 70s?
Yeah.
Because I think she's in her 50s, and they're like 20 years apart.
20 years apart,
right,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so anyway, it was cute. They were trying to, she's trying to rekindle things in our marriage. They've been having some issues, and, you know, they tried to get romantic, and then Ray closed the door, shut out the cameras, so they can have their little moment. Anyway, so that's
that. So they was in the
hot tub. No, bathtub, just a regular bathtub in the bathroom at the house.
Yeah, that's a salt in that tub.
Wait, what, Junior? What?
You know good and hell well some Epsom salt now. Now he just went in the tub at 70. Hell no. He closed that door so that Epsom salt getting them joints. That's why
he's in shape, Junior.
Yeah, I don't give a damn what he is, but that Epsom salt was in there.
It was for a purpose.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Let's get to it. Wendy. She decided to tell her mom, you know, Wendy's from Nigeria, her mom's Nigerian as well, that she does not want to be a professor at Johns John Hopkins University anymore. Mm-hmm. Her mom was like, nah, nah, you need to keep doing that. So Wendy was a little uptight about that, but she finally gave in and decided to support her daughter and let her daughter pursue her dreams and to be a political commentator. And that's what she's starting to do right now anyway. So she has her mother's support. Giselle had a family photo shoot set up and scheduled, but Pastor Jamal Bryant missed the photo shoot due to delayed flights, international flight schedule and everything. And Giselle was disappointed, but she didn't really show it. She didn't really express it at all. Mm-hmm. So the girls, the kids, I don't know, some little issues with this, with Giselle getting back with their dad. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The daughters are just not all the way on board. Did you get that, Shirley? It's just, yeah, it's a weird feeling.
Right, he hurt their mom, so right. You know, so they're very protective over her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So moving on to the wig party, Monique was not invited. Even that's what Karen told the ladies in Portugal, but she actually was invited. She showed up to the party early, and then Karen rushed her at the party. Hurry up, gave her, told her to go. She let the girl get a glass of champagne. Dang.
That was funny, yeah.
Yeah, she rushed her out the party because she knew Candace and the other ladies were coming. The course of drama started when they showed up because Ashley told the ladies that Monique was actually invited to the party and she was actually there earlier. So the grand dame was not having problems and drama at her wig launch party, so she left the party. She left the party that she was hosting. And she left the girls there because she was not having it. So there you go. Real Housewives of Potomac. We'll get to the season finale next week. Real Housewives of Atlanta is coming back this Sunday. The ladies of the ATL, they will be back on Sunday night. And get ready. We will update you next week on my favorite reality dating show, Ready to Love.
Yes,
hosted by nephew Tommy. We're gonna get all the tea. Tommy gonna tell us everything next week.
Yes.
So there you go. You can follow me at Lips by Carla on the gram, Twitter, all of that social media. We'll talk about all of your favorite reality shows. What you got, Shirley?
All right, thank you, Carla. Coming up, more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.